Hello and welcome back. We're going to discuss our landmark case tonight of Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission. This case arose out of the 2008 presidential election. And if you might remember, candidates for that election included Republican John McCain and Democrats Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And prior to the Democratic primary taking off and selecting Barack Obama as the candidate for the Democratic Party, a number of political groups across the country were trying to make sure that Hillary Clinton was not the nominee. That was not only political groups on the right, but also political groups that were supportive of Barack Obama, of which Hillary Clinton was running a primary against. So when you had such a different set of groups, there was a lot of money involved and a lot of people who were very anxious to advocate for and against the former First Lady, Senator Clinton at the time, and who was a rather controversial figure. Prior to the 2008 presidential election, Senator McCain had gotten together with another senator, Russ Feingold, and they had crafted a piece of legislation which is known as the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, which sought to take big money out of politics. And it was rather controversial because it wasn't the fact that people want to be seen to buy elections, but money has always been deemed under our system as an expression of your free speech rights, particularly when it is your money. And this statute, for the first time in history, required not only disclosure of people who are giving to candidates or to causes, but also expressly prohibited certain entities from even being involved in political discourse. And that's where this case arose. There was a production company which made movies, and particularly political movies, known as Citizen United. And Citizen United was a group which did not care for the prospects of Hillary Clinton becoming president. And they decided they were going to go out and make a movie entitled Hillary, which showed her in a rather unflattering light and said why she would not make a good president of the United States. Well, when the movie was completed, it was ready to be released, the Federal Election Commission, under the auspices of the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, sued Citizens United and said, you cannot release that movie. And when they asked why couldn't we not release the movie that we made and that we promoted and that we paid for, and they said, because Citizens United was a corporation. And under the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, corporations were prohibited from expending monies to advance candidacies under the federal election law. Well, Citizens United said, look it, we didn't give money to Hillary Clinton. We didn't give money to Hillary Clinton's opponent. We made a movie which expressed our First Amendment rights. And the Federal Election Commissioner said, we don't care. This Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, which was passed by, incidentally, one of the candidates, he was the person who led the charge, being then Senator McCain. Interestingly enough, the person he viewed as going to be his opponent could not have a movie attacking her now broadcast because of the law that he wrote. And what ended up happening was Citizens United, as a corporation, as an artificial person under the law, sued the Federal Election Commission. And they said, this standard of not allowing us as a corporation to expend monies to express our First Amendment rights on what we believe politically is unconstitutional. That our corporation has First Amendment rights as an artificial person under the law. The district court, which was where they sued, the United States District Court, was not persuaded by that. And they said, we're sorry, but the statute is clear. The Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act doesn't single out you individually, Citizens United, as a corporation. It's not. They didn't say that right-of-center corporations couldn't broadcast or that left-of-center corporations couldn't broadcast. They said no corporation could. That if you want to make this movie, you're going to have to do it another way. They appealed. And the case went all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States. What did the Supreme Court say in this case? The Supreme Court said the following. Number one, you may remember, this has been said by the Supreme Court before, that corporations are an artificial person under the law. Going all the way back to the Dartmouth College case. Remember, corporations are artificial persons under the law. And in Citizens United, the Supreme Court of the United States reaffirmed that principle. And the second thing they said was, as an artificial person under the law, it is entitled to rights. Now, it's not entitled to every right that a natural person has. Obviously, they're not entitled to the right to vote in a political election. That's maintained only for citizens of the United States, and citizens of the United States can only be natural human beings. So a corporation, which is an artificial person under the law, doesn't have the right to vote for president. But according to the Supreme Court in this decision, they have many of the other rights that an individual, natural human being also possesses. That in addition to the rights that they have as a corporation, they also have the right of free speech. That the First Amendment applies to corporations. That this a federal statute that was charged and drafted by Senator McCain with Senator Feingold, this Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, which said that corporations could not spend money in the advocacy of a candidate or a cause, was unconstitutional. Because to say that that federal statute was constitutional would take away the free speech rights of that artificial person under the law, that corporation. The Supreme Court, in a decision by Justice Kennedy and in a concurrence by Justice Roberts, held that free speech is a fundamental right of corporations. That Citizens United had the legal right under the Constitution of the First Amendment to be able to make a movie expressing Citizen United as an artificial person under the law's own personal political views, their own right of free speech. They said to find otherwise would deny a fundamental personal, because it's an artificial person under the law, ability of the corporation to be able to protect and defend its interests. And interests exist in a corporation the same way they exist in a natural person. It has the right to do so many things that a natural person does, to sue and be sued, to conduct a business, to engage in contracts, to make agreements. It can do all of these things, and in order to protect those interests, both pecuniary and operational, it needs to have the right of free speech. The court said that the First Amendment, together with many other of the provisions of the United States Constitution, of the Bill of Rights, apply to corporations. They are artificial persons under the law, and have been since Dartmouth College. Pronounced that. They were back in the time of England under common law. And this case, which was decided in 2010, goes back down to that and once again reaffirms that there is a level of fundamental civil rights within a corporation. And so the movie Hillary was not only made, but broadcast, because Citizens United said that corporations have constitutional rights. Again, not all the rights of a natural citizen, but many of the rights we take for granted as Americans, free speech rights, free association rights, all of these rights are vested in a corporation. See you next week.